Can only be topped if it was Lachie Neale's birthday. I don't think it is, but he's a superstar for the Brisbane Lions, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Lachie.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
A pleasure to have you on. Thank you for being on this morning, particularly after your home ground was yesterday announced as the venue for the AFL Grand Final in 2020. How did that news go down at Brisbane Lions training yesterday?
Yeah, we actually had the day off, so I haven't seen any of the boys since the announcement, but it is really exciting, not only for us, but for the state of Queensland and the city of Brisbane, and it's a credit to all the hard work that the state's done in sort of getting this season underway and hosting a lot of teams, and I think it's exciting for the state, and hopefully it can grow the game even more. It's grown a lot even since I've been here, and the interest around AFL has certainly spiked here, and hopefully that continues, and hosting the grand final is an awesome achievement, and looking forward to seeing how that all plays out. It'll be a great night.
How big of an advantage is it, do you think, to be having it at the Gabba, the ground that you train and play at week in, week out?
Well, we've got to get there first. It won't matter too much if we don't make it. I think it'll certainly help us, I suppose, if we were able to make the grand final. But having said that, it doesn't matter where it's played, you've still got to win it. And you see that every year with it being played at the MCG. A lot of Melbourne teams obviously make the grand final, and sometimes they don't win, even though they've probably played a lot more footy than the interstate teams that year. So, it's exciting. We've got to get there, as I said, but even if we don't, I think it's going to be an amazing spectacle for everyone here in Queensland. And, it's just great that the AFL have given it to Queensland this year.
So you said, Lachie, that even in the short time you've been up there, you can see the interest in AFL sort of improving or increasing. I mean, can you put a sort of a comment on what you think the difference will be now that the final series, the grand final, is going to be played in Brisbane?
Probably not, but I just think the interest around the game, and there'll be a lot of hype and entertainment and whatnot, and there'll obviously be a few functions and things throughout the week that will help spread awareness and hopefully growth for the game. And as I said, even since I've been here travelling around schools and stuff, obviously not so much this year, but last year, once the Lions started winning some games, you could certainly tell the interest in the game was growing. And to be honest, it probably doesn't hurt that the rugby teams aren't going that well this year, and the Gold Coast and the Lions are playing quite well and attractive footy in the AFL. So I've certainly noticed a bit more interest in the game than when I first came. I think the Lions were coming off a 5-win season the year before I got here, and you could walk around and not speak footy to many people, but it's certainly changed a little bit since I first arrived, and the players at the club get recognised a little bit more, and just the talk about AFL amongst the community has certainly grown, and hosting a lot of the games, the majority of games this year, that's gone up a level again, which is great.
Now, the bye, I mean, it's not really a bye, it's just a couple of extra days off with this the season the way it is, but did it actually come at a good time for you? Because as you are a better team, the expectations on you as a team are higher, and while you've been winning, you haven't probably been at your absolute best recently. What sort of impact do you think that little freshen up might be, particularly going into such a big game tomorrow night against Collingwood?
Yeah, hopefully we come out with a lot of energy. I think that's one thing that been lacking a little bit. We certainly weren't energised, I suppose, against North Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and came out pretty flat. And as you saw, Fags gave us a bit of a rev up at half time, which is pretty uncommon for him. So, I think against St Kilda, they're a great side, and we felt like in that third quarter we probably should have been a lot further ahead, and we thought we played some pretty good footy, but one thing that's let us down all year really is our inaccuracy, and we've had a lot of close games, but we feel like in patches we're not taking advantage of our dominance and kicking straight and leaving the gate open for opposition teams when they get a run on where we should be sort of 4 or 5 goals up. We're leaving it at about 2 goals, and teams feel like they're in with a chance. So If we can kick a bit straighter, it would certainly help our cause. But I think we've had a 7-day break, an 8-day break, and now 12-day break. So in this season, that's massive, and we've got 3 coming up in short succession. So hopefully those sort of 3 decent breaks will help us for these 3 games coming up before we reset and have a normal week off, I think, against Carlton in the last round. So no excuses from us. We've had plenty of rest, and we should be ready to go tomorrow night and moving forward.
They did a bit of a number on you last season up there at the Gabba, the Magpies, and I know it's a very different world and things are very different now. And this season, the way it's played is very different too. But are those things, little things that Fags has up his sleeve just to keep in the back of your minds leading into this game?
We haven't actually spoken about playing them last year. I think they're a different side this time around, and we play a little bit differently as well. So I doubt we'll revisit that. We've more looked at the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, how they've been playing and the way that we've been playing, and little things that we can improve on, and they're a lot different to last year. I think last year, that game, and then we played Essendon the week after, and both of them were 60-point losses. So we tinkered some things then and changed a little bit of our game plan and our ball movement and stuff after those 2 big losses, because it wasn't working for us, and we haven't really looked back since.
No, and it's been great to watch the evolution of that, just by the way, for the Brisbane Lions, and can't wait to see you in action tomorrow night against the Pies, Friday night footy for round 15. We wish you the best of luck. Lockie, it's always great to chat to you. Fantastic for the city and for the state that the Gabba's going to host the 2020 grand final. We can't wait to see how it all unfolds. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.